God is good. God is good. And all the time, amen. Thank you, Brother Joel, for reading the text for us. As you all know, today we are going to talk about the following topic: walking with God both in good and difficult time. Walking with God both in good and difficult time. And as our brother Joel said, really, we are going through critical moments. Yes, this morning I was talking to my young brother who is in Butembo. He's working as a medical doctor. And I asked him if they will go to church this morning. He didn't give me a precision about the program of the church today in Butembo. And you know, during the previous week, as our brother said, really, the east part of the DRC is going through the trouble. And when you try to check the news from the situation that is going on in various zones, in various regions, such as Beni, Ituri, you are aware that some ADF, they even kidnapped some priests, they kidnapped some pastors. So it's a critical time. And it's very important for us to learn from the Holy Bible so that we can get the guidance from the Lord in the critical time. So as we are reading this text of 2 Timothy chapter 4, I want to say something about the context of this book, especially the 2 Timothy. And this book, it's clearly a book that the Apostle Paul wrote during his lifetime. His last time, and some scholars think that it was written around 67 when he was approaching to die. So it's a message which is very important for Timothy. He's not only Paul's son, he's also a companion. So Paul decided not to work alone, but he decided to work with somebody, an assistant, a next missionary, an ex-priest, an ex-leader that will continue with the ministry. But it was critical because Paul exercised his ministry under Nero. Some people, they know that emperor who was very, very cruel. He was fighting against the good news. So because of the good news, Paul is one of those victims, and he was jailed. And some scholars think that he was jailed in Rome, yes, because of the good news. But during that time, he learned a lot because, you know, while going through the critical time, you can also keep learning a lot. Yes, during that time, he learned that some people could come and join him and meet him in the jail. And other people, such as Demas, they went away, they fly away. I think some of us went through critical times such as the disease, sickness, and as our brother just said, the problem of strike in Goma, strike in Butembo, strike in Beni, strike in Bukavu and other places. So during the critical time, it's easy to know who is my friend, who is my beloved. And we praise God for the testimony that we've just received from our brother. And we can also praise the Lord for the leadership of the church. They can continue encouraging, providing support to those foreigners who are working in the east part of the DRC. If you've never been a foreigner, I think you cannot easily understand the situation. One day, I remember I was sick the time there was a xenophobia in the city of Pretoria, and I was admitted in the hospital, alone in the hospital, far from brothers and sisters from the church, even far from my family. And I was surprised to see that the pastor of the church where I was attending came to see me, and he told me that the time he was going back home, he met the group of autochthone local people. And then they arrested him. It was a critical time. And I praise the Lord because the Lord sent his angel so that the pastor can get saved. So during the critical time, you can learn who is my brother, who is my beloved. And it's very important also to control, to take care, to control the way we are communicating, the way we are sending messages, the way we are interacting with other people. We should know our identity because this is a test for us as Christian, for us as believers. So I would say that as Paul was facing a critical time, the time he was preaching, the time he was announcing the good news for us as Christian located in east part of the DRC, we are also going in the same way as Paul did. So we can learn from the scripture what the Lord wants us to know during the critical time. The Bible is saying, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and because he is coming to rule as king, I solemnly argue to preach the message, to insist upon proclaiming it, to convince, reproach, and encourage as you teach with all patience. Yes, the first aspect from this church, this text is to preach the message, to preach the truth, to preach the message. Because, you know, today we have many groups, and you can find even some people that are worshiping with us, praying with us, they consult actually witchcraft. And you can see even some people supporting also the way of going to get strength or might from the witchcraft. So in a such a time, can a believer, a choir member, a pastor work together with such a group? The Bible is saying that it's important to preach the message, the good news. You, Timothy, I urge you to preach the message, to preach the good news. We don't have the answer far from the Bible. The Bible is the special tool that the Lord used so that we can know his will. And it's very, very important to get time to read the text, to read the text. Yes, I know that we are tempted because nowadays we have many news. We have a lot of news, and you can even lose your time thinking, providing some comments on things that you don't understand, on things that you don't master. But it's very important also for us to go to the text, the scripture. What's the will of God from a such situation, a such moment, such a context of persecution? Because when you hear about that there is a pastor who is slaughtered, I heard that maybe you also in Ituri, those people, they came and then they slaughtered a pastor. So you can see that it's a time of persecution. So in the time of persecution, what can we do? The Bible is saying that I urge you to preach the message. So we'll continue and learn what else we can learn from the text. The Bible is saying also to insist upon proclaiming it, to convince, to reproach, and encourage as you teach with all patience. Yes, it's also important to encourage people that are victim. Read the word to provide encouragement. You see, if you are working with vulnerable people, it's easy to understand that people suffering, they need somebody close that can provide encouragement. Yesterday, I was talking to somebody. Some people, sometimes we take a distance between us and people that are living on the streets. So I went to see that guy. He's a street boy, as you know, the situation in Goma. So I was surprised. I was surprised because the time he is admitted,
In the hospital, he told me, Pastor, I open my heart. Pastor, I open my heart. I tell you all mistakes that I did, all the sins that I committed. I'm ready. I want the Lord to forgive me. I want the Lord to forgive me. So while seeing such a person, you are the Lord's representative. Your presence provide comfort. As we said during the week, the time I went to provide comfort to a family not far from this church, saying that, yes, while approaching a person who is suffering or facing a problem, you can miss word to provide. Maybe you can even look from the text. You can look from the text which word I can provide so that this person can get encouragement. But don't forget that your presence provide comfort. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we used to say that, yes, you can support with money, you can support with goats or cow, but what's very, very important is your presence. Your presence provide encouragement. So in such a difficult time, yes, I know that we are facing problem of work. Some people are very busy and they don't have enough time to be there when other people are going through critical time. Yes, if you are able, it's very, very important to be there. And if you are not able, yes, you can keep praying for that person because you are very busy, because also the work you are doing help and contribute for the extension of the kingdom of God. The Bible is saying that I ask you to reproach and encourage, and you teach with all patience. Yes, to teach with all patience. Paul is one of the special preachers. One day I remember he was in Philippi, and then people saw him. As he was a foreigner, as he was preaching the good news, people started fighting against him in the market. Try to remember to see, to think about your leaders here from Gomaville, Pastor Daniel, Pastor Festo. If you hear, for example, they are in Virunga market, and then because of the good news, people start slaughtering them, starts beating them publicly. You see? And after that, you know, Paul was put in jail. That was the situation that Paul went through. He is a big missionary. He is a big writer. He is a big preacher. But try to see, to reflect on the situation that he went through. So Paul is providing us a model that, yes, we can go through the critical time, but we need patience. We need patience, and we need also to keep praying. I think the church should also renew the program of praying, fasting and praying. I would suggest that the leadership of our church mobilize all the churches, all parishes to have like 1 week of prayer and fasting during this difficult time. It's critical. I just heard that some soldiers, some policemen, they are fighting with the population, local citizens. I think it's new. I don't know, in many countries you can see things like that. So the church can help to save the situation. In other countries, such as in South Africa, at the time they were going through the apartheid. The apartheid was abolished because of the support from the church. There was a strong relationship between the rulers of the church and other rulers of the church located outside the country. So I would say that during this difficult time, denominations, churches, They should be united. They should build a strong relation between themselves and then build a strong relationship with other churches located outside the country. We do have some associations of churches in Europe, in America, and in other places. But when you try to talk to some rulers of the church, you can see even the situation that we are going through is not known by many. So it's up to the church to review the way we are helping people in each part of the DRC. I met a guy from Sudan. He came here by 2006. He's the one that told me that, yes, you are located in each part of the DRC. You have a lot of resources. But remember that some Muslims are always operating in Uganda. So don't think that you are located far away from the problem and the mission and the opposition from the group of Muslims. 2006. Now what we are going through in each part of the DRC testify that yes, they have already controlled some villages in each part of the DRC. In such a time, I would suggest that local churches, we can talk about Catholic churches, Baptist churches, we can talk about revival churches. I think we need to build unity and then try to see how we can cooperate with other rulers located outside the country. And not for sleep, because this is a critical time. Yesterday it was Beni. Today it's Butembo. We don't know tomorrow if it will be Goma. So it's very, 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 very important. I praise the Lord because we have our representative here. I think he will share our demands with the rulers of the church. Try to cooperate with other churches and build a strong relationship with other churches outside the country. You heard about a bishop called Desmond Tutu. He's the one that played the key role to build. It's like he's the one that was controlling the bridge between the communication between the churches located outside the country and churches located inside of the country. Because when you try to check to see even some rulers located in Kinshasa, some people are distracted. They are drinking. You can see some WhatsApp. You can see they are drinking. They are saying, we don't care about the matter in Beni. You see? And you can see even other people, they can use a lot of money for their own benefits. You see? And some people can expect we'll get support from Kinshasa. No, the solution will not come from Kinshasa. The solution will come from our Lord, who's able to change the event. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, that's what I can suggest. Yes, the church is required to stand up. The church is required also to multiply, to coordinate very well, so that we can be able to restore peace in each part of the DRC. The Bible is saying, to preach the message, to assist upon proclaiming it, to convince, to reproach, encourage, as you teach with all patience. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are closing our sermon, I can repeat saying that this book of 2 Timothy was wrote by Paul the time he was about to die. And then he prepared a disciple, a son, a future missionary, a future pastor. It's very important for us, while you are ruling, you are in a position to prepare a son. Because the critical situation that we are going through, you can see even some people, he wants to remain to rule forever. You see what happened in Zimbabwe. You see what happened in other countries where, while the country is led by a dictator, He won't remain forever. He won't remain there forever. But we can learn from Paul that it's very important to prepare successor, to prepare a son, to prepare pastors. That will help to continue with the ministry. The second aspect, we are learning that the time he was in jail, many people went away from him, such as Demas. He became alone in the jail. But you do have some few people, such as four, who decide to meet him in jail. Yes, our brothers and sisters are going through the critical time. Yes, we can also continue communicating with them. We can also visit them, see them face to face. And at the end, I would suggest that while talking about encouragement, you think about four aspects. The first aspect is to provide support. The second aspect is to learn to appreciate. The third aspect is to learn to listen. The fourth aspect is to learn to transfer. So what does it mean to support? Yes, it's important to know what is the need of the one that I meet. It can be a patient, it can be a foreigner, it can be somebody who is facing critical time. I remember the time I was sick, I could even receive call from people. So while you are calling that person, it provides support. The second aspect, I say, to learn to appreciate. In our context, in our culture, people are prompt to criticize. They can criticize the pastors, they can criticize the leadership of the church, but it's important to learn to appreciate. The third aspect is important to learn to listen. Not being working like a journalist or like a radio. You know the radio, it can talk alone and no one can interact with the radio. It's important to change our behavior and to learn to listen. And the last one is to transfer. Yes, I have capacities. I can also learn to transfer the capacity I have to another person. Maybe I am a choir member, a musician. Maybe I know how to teach. It's important to learn to transfer the capacity that you have. May God help us. May God bless us. In Jesus' name, amen.